Well, we're going to go back to our kind of my roots as far as the dining experience with the home-cooked meals and a lot of the favorites that I used to create, and we're going to have them back. We're still going to have a full salad bar. We'll have our buffets on Sunday like I used to do, and a lot of new creations, I would say, as far as getting some ideas on some new dishes that aren't out in the left field somewhere. Everybody will know what it is, but we're going to have our good old favorites as well. We're going to have, well, it's in the process now. We basically gutted the restaurant. And kitchen's going to be totally redone, and the dining room is going to be beautiful. Jason's idea was on there to make it a northern lodge, a cabin lodge, and when you walk in there, you'll say, where are we at? It's going to be beautiful when we're done with it. The banquet room that was there will still be used for private parties, birthday parties, and meetings if you need to, because they build a wall in there now so we can have that secluded so it's actually private.
Been lots of questions, lots of rumors. That's why we're here. We're trying to answer as much of that as we can. There are 10 lanes out there, and our goal right now is to rehab every one of those. We're working on those, and those are going to be a longer process than the rest of the building because of the heavy maintenance that we're having to do. But our goal is to have all 10 lanes running and open to the public again in the coming year. We've removed the bar, so the bar actually will be two things. Half of it is going to be a large arcade for kids. Again, hitting that thing where I think there's a gap here. There's not a ton for kids to do outside of school and sports. So we're trying to offer more things in one building. So we'll have a large arcade in there, and the other half of that then will be a small office space for the roofing company that I own as well.